Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. That beautiful song means that we are continuing our rotation with members of the Hastings Ministerial Association, and we want to welcome to KDWA Pastor Paris Pash of the Journey Church in Hastings, and it is so great that you called in today to say hey to us. How goes it?
It's great to be with you today. It's going well. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is.
And, I'm excited about what's happening in the lives of the people that I interact with on a regular basis.
So are things kind of getting back to normal a little bit for you and your church?
Well, I would say normal would be a stretch, but I would say that they're getting to a place where we realize that we are still the church, a glorious entity created by God, even in the midst of whether it's societal pressures or in the midst of a health pandemic. And that's the part that I try to help our folks celebrate, is that nothing should or can stop the church if we'll keep our focus on God.
So during this whole time, I know that you have really increased your presence online and encouraged people to still stay connected that way. But it's difficult, isn't it? To, you know, that beautiful song, Shout to the Lord, that we just heard, that to me is something that I would equate to your church, just praise music and really engaging people in that regard. And that's harder to do online.
Yes, it is harder to do, you know, and thank you for representing the personality of our church so well. I believe that our congregation is alive with God. They love to sing. They love to worship. And so for them to be at home, when we talk to them online or into the camera, we often remind them, turn up your TV as loud as you can during the music part of the online service so that you feel like you're not alone. So you hear more than just your voice, but feel free to sing right from your couch, right from your living room, whatever it might be, or from your office chair. And that we try to encourage people that they can be part of the church even over the internet.
I like that.
It's working. And I practice it. I don't just play a pastor on Sundays. I actually am a Christian all week long. And so Vicki and I, my wife, we watch church services online and we practice singing. My wife's a good singer. I can carry a tune, but I need a big bucket. We try to do that with great boldness and courage, and we try to encourage others to do the same.
So I know recently you did start going back to the Hastings Arts Center at 9:30 on Sundays. Has that changed the way you preach, or is it kind of the same? Do you actually just film and put online what your Sunday service is?
It's kind of a hybrid of what you just described. We try to be very conscientious of the fact that there are people watching online. So we will talk to them, address them, as well as talk to and address the people in the meeting space. We'll be very conscientious as we put slides online that people can. The words to all of our songs are online, so they can follow along word for word. The scripture verses that I used are online while they're watching me talk, and so they can follow along with the Bible. So we work very hard at that. I don't want to misrepresent it. It's still very difficult to keep in mind that there are people that you're not looking at the moment who are looking at you.
But you said earlier in a different segment that we did something that I think is very interesting and I would encourage people to do as well, and that is you have an opportunity to go online and really learn about different churches. And I know for me, I enjoy going online and hearing how the gospel is interpreted by different Catholic priests. I'm Catholic, so I enjoy seeing just the homilies where people talk about the gospel, because you get something new from different perspectives.
Yes. I know that the word unprecedented is thrown around completely overdone these days, but I'm going to use it just one more time. We are in an unprecedented time, which allows us to step inside of a church without actually walking across the threshold. We can see and hear and learn. Now, I will put a little caveat in that. There is something unique in the human entity that when we walk into a space, I believe God has given us also a sense that we can discern whether it's a safe place, an encouraging place, a loving place, a welcoming place. And so don't just get satisfied with online, but that's a great place to start.
You know what? I think that's a great point as well. So let's talk about God in particular. You know, when the pandemic began and really the whole United States shut down in March-ish, for me, as a mom with two kids that are pretty active in different things, there was a part of me that was wondering, is God telling us maybe to slow down? Because that's really what we did. We stopped everything. And you know what? The world still continued without all these activities and, you know, running here and running there. What is your thought on some of this?
Well, I can't tell you how many people have had the same testimony experience that you just described. I found that not only did families kind of get thrust into a mode of being together. And of course that increases some stress points, but many of them also realize, wow, I really like my family. I love my kids. I adore my mom and dad. I saw those things come up. Then I also saw as husbands and wives who were unable to find other distractions, they would refocus on one another. And it really created a bonding moment. Now, I don't want to take lightly the fact that in some cases it didn't go positive. That the greater increase of time brought greater burden on broken relationships. But we did see a lot of positive benefit in family and marriage. I think I would say that God was using the moment to reveal to us the value of those relationships. One of the ways that I try to help with that issue, Mo, is on all of our online services, and now in our in-person and online services, I've taken about a five-minute segment, and I've called them Corona Comments. And I've taken that moment out of the service to address some of the things that have been brought to the surface, that have become revealed to us because of the pandemic or because of social unrest. And one of those is for us as Christ followers, people who love Jesus, we're made very aware of how much value do we place on this temporary present existence compared to our discernment of our eternal experience that God has afforded us. And so it's kind of highlighted that, and a few of us realize, wow, I got too much stake in this earth. And I need to realize that God has something much better planned for me.
So when you talk to people about that, are they in agreement?
Most definitely. I better clarify that. People who understand that there is eternity are in agreement. Those folks, because they understand that God says, he says, don't let your hearts be troubled. He says, believe in me. And he says, in my Father's house are many rooms. If that weren't so, I would have told you, and I'm going there to prepare a place for you. That truth is sewn into the fabric of us as Christians.
So as Christians, we're not supposed to be fearful, right?
Absolutely. Now, can fear come? Yes. But the Bible says that God says we can cast our fear on him because he cares for us. But also, that tells us we need to do that. We can hold on to our fear, or we can offload it onto our faith.
And how do you recommend that people start doing that?
One of the ways that I have encouraged many people for many years about this is get a right perspective of who God is. If you don't know that God loves you, that's going to be hard to, it's going to be hard to gain peace. If you don't know that God is all-powerful, mm-hmm. all-knowing, it's going to be hard for you to come to the conclusion that he's in control. If you don't know that God has given everything he had to rescue humanity, you may think of God as a distant overlord who really doesn't care. But when you read your Bible, you meet a different God. And he's one who loves and cares about us. So that's how I would do it, is change your view of God, and then your ability to trust him increases.
So tell us a little bit about some of the issues that you see from isolation, because I would assume many of your congregation perhaps have somebody in a nursing home, or maybe they're in a nursing home and they have not been able to have visitors, or older people that really have been pretty isolated in their homes. That's good that they're staying away from germs, but what happens to our psyche during that period?
Well, we are, I think everybody can recognize that human beings are social. It's hard not to see that every place you turn. And by social, I don't mean just that they like to chat with each other. I mean we gain value for ourselves and for others when we are together. So, yes, tragically, I've had members of our congregation who have not been able to be visited or to be cared for personally by myself or family members because of the restrictions of the pandemic. What that isolation can produce is this caring in the fabric of that social being where we need other people. One of the things that I started immediately when we were told we could no longer meet as churches was, as did many of my colleagues do, phone call chains. You know, somebody call somebody who's home. I used to say at the end of every one of my services, call 10 people this week. Just let them know that you know they exist. Though we have barriers, find a way to work even in spite of the barriers.
What are some of the things that you hear from your congregation that have been challenging for them?
Well, I think probably one of the greatest ones is I'm working with a family who is losing their loved one to dementia and now has just gone into hospice. And they have had a lot of restrictions placed in their lives, and they are beside themselves. How do you love from afar? How do you care from distance? I have some personal opinions about whether I think that the greatest skill is being used in those specific circumstances, but it's not my job. I'm not the governor or the leader, so I'll probably just keep those to myself at this point.
So I think we can garner what those are.
But I think you can, yes. Hopefully I've given that indication.
Well, right. Compassion, I think, should always.
But I care about people.
Yes, I know you do. Yep. Those are very challenging situations.
Yes. When we think about folks that kind of move over from discouraged and move over to depression, when we think of folks that move from depression into deep set fears, those are things that are, they need to be cared about and dealt with. And there are a lot of roadblocks to being able to do that. Many of my colleagues have met those roadblocks more than I, because they have larger congregations. And my heart breaks for them, because the whole reason they're doing what they do is they feel a calling to serve their fellow human beings and to serve those who stand alongside of them.
So if we would like to learn more, how do you suggest we do that, please? Where can we find you?
Well, one of the ways that you could find out a little bit more about the Journey Church is to go to our website, and that is www.thejourneyhastings.church. And there you can investigate our messages. You can look to see how we came about, what we've been doing, what we believe. I love the internet for that value, is that there's a lot you can learn. Again, let me just reiterate, you still haven't crossed the threshold. I usually tell people you need to visit a church 3 times before you come to any conclusions. I don't proclaim to have a great Sunday every Sunday as a communicator. I try my best, but if you come 3 times to any church, you're going to learn a lot about them, the people, the ministry, the leadership, their personality. So those are things that you can do. You can start with online. But.
We love that. Pastor Paris Pash, the Journey Church in Hastings, and we are so grateful that you took the time to chat with us today. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth. We are rotating with the members of the Hastings Ministerial Association, and this is AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. My Jesus.